Here goes. We're speaking about Parashas Kedoshim. Klal Yisrael is told this week's Parasha, Kedoshim to you. That's a pretty ambitious request from us. Kedoshim. Now, Rashi says, Prushim in Arayasim in Avera. Is a person should try to stay from Arayas and Avera. That one, okay, it's Tayag Mitzvahs, you know? So we understand that that request, I think, is, it's baseline, one would say. But the Ramban says that it's Kaddish Atzmecho b'mutter loch. The Ramban says that this is talking about the even things that you're allowed to eat. Take it to the next level. The things that you're allowed to do, take it to the next level. So this is like really ambitious. And still, the parasha of Kedoshim is said behakel, which means it's said in a gathering. Pilei ployim. This is said anoshim noshim metaf, which means that everyone was present. Zi gadol v'ad koton. Pshutei am. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, Kadosh Atzmecho b'mutalach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like shooting really high for everybody. Isn't that interesting? I got to say for Mishchas Shemen, I'm going to tell you something from him. I'm going to eventually try to incorporate it into the Shvilei Pinchas. But what does he say? He says, I think he says, you see from over here that Rabbi Yisai, Hashem gives us a program. You just got to follow the program. It's that simple. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, look, I know you think of yourself as like, you know, one special, but guess what? All you've got to do is follow the program. I'll show you how to do it. Start with Vavto Recha Kamocha. Just make sure you're not over the Fnei V'Sitim Nechshol. Do all the mitzvahs that I see. Keep it Avayim. Everything that I'm speaking about in Parashas Kedoshim, all that stuff, try to make sure. And by the end, the very end of the parasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, again, at the end, Kedoshim to you, which means the parasha ends, V'yisem li Kedoshim ki Kodesh ani. In other words, it's going to work. It's a regiment. And every one of us has to understand that the mitzvahs, there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the tools. And he says, all you got to do is follow the book. Make sure you do it the right way. Now, the follow the book doesn't mean just go through the motions. And of course, a person's got to try to internalize, as we know, the mitzvahs. But the point is that everyone has got a path to greatness. It's there for all of us. All we have to do is follow the regimen. There's people out there that they sit down, they invest in trying to learn Torah, and they put in time and they put in effort, and they come and say like, why is it that I don't understand what I'm learning? Why does that feel like I haven't grown in learning? And then when you kind of like look deeper, you see that the type of junky music, trashy music that they're listening to, which they are poisoning their brain and they're poisoning their neshama. And they're like, why doesn't it work? Of course it doesn't work. You're not following the regiment. You're not following the schedule. You know, Rabbi Stark spoke about it in picking and choosing. The person has to realize this is a diet. The person wants to follow the diet. You cheat on the diet. Of course the diet's not going to work. So I know that one of the bigger musicians in Jewish world today came to yeshiva. There's millions of views of his videos online. And he came to yeshiva and he said, you know, Bachrim, they come and they say they don't understand why they can't learn. Of course you don't understand you can't learn, because the filth, the garbage music that you're putting into your ears. So the point is that what we're saying here is for everyone, anoshim, noshim v'taf, mikotin v'ad gadol, pshuteyam, every person, if you follow the laws of the Torah, you can reach greatness. Greatness. And the Rambam writes, every person in every Yid in Klal Yisrael can be a tzaddik gomor. We'll get back to that in a minute. Now I want to get on to the Shvilei Pinchas. Shvilei Pinchas speaks about a fascinating Zohar. Listen to this awesome Zohar. The Zohar says, in our parasha, Zohar Pei Aleph, he says, when they came to this parasha, the Chaverim were smechem. The Chaverim is the Chevra. You see, Reb Shmuel Bar Yochai, he had a posse. He had a Chevra. He had what's called the Chevrai. This is the Chevra that was, they, by the way, wrote most of the Zohar. He didn't write the Zohar. That's a misnomer. It was written by the Chevra, a lot of, on his instruction or with his inspiration. But the Chevra, when it came to Parshas Kedoshim, got very excited. They were very, very lebedik. What is so? What, why this week's parasha are they so excited? So it says because Klali is called a Torah of Chayisim Ha'emes. What does that mean? What is going on? Why is it particularly this week's parasha they got so excited? So let me tell you something else over here. There's an interesting dichotomy in the parasha. On the one hand, the parasha says Kedoshim to you, which we know means Pirushim to you. It means you should be Parush. You should be separate. A person has to learn how to separate himself. Parush. Remove yourself. On the other hand, this is the parasha Rashi says that is said behakel. Everyone gathers together. Wow. It's like a little interesting, no? It's almost like a contradiction in terms. We bring everyone together and we're telling everyone, be separate. It's almost like if you're trying to make a rally to promote social distancing. That would be strange, right? Well, I mean, especially if everyone gathered together, like, everyone come together in one room. Let's talk about social distancing. It's like, whoa, what? That doesn't make any sense. So, Prushim to you. What's going on over here? Zok the Chassam Sofer, it's so pashit, but it's so breathtaking. Says the Chassam Sofer, my friends, Prushim to you doesn't mean that a person should be an ascetic. He should separate himself, go on a hilltop. Not talk to anyone, not having to do with anyone. Prushim Tiyu means a person should be poirish from his gashmias. Prushim Tiyu is try not to be so absorbed in yourself. I need this, I need that, I have to have this. A person who is like into his gashmias, it's all about himself. Prushim Tiyu facilitates good relationships. You know why? Because I'm not so busy with what I need. And I'm here for you. Even if it's at the expense of my own personal, my betterment. Because I don't need stuff for myself. So says the Chassam Sofer, the appropriate parasha to be said behakel. You want to bring everyone together. So stop thinking about my agenda and what's good for me, and what makes me comfortable, makes me happy, and the things that I need. The more you can get out of yourself, the more you can connect with other people. Therefore, this parsha is dafka meant to be said behakel, and it's understood. And the fizeh, I'm going to explain to you how we understand why the chevra got so excited about parsha's kedushin. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was in a cave all alone. And boy, he was living it up, by the way. He was living it up. He had Eliyahu HaNavi coming in every day, teaching him Torah. He was taken care of as far as his food was concerned. He had, there was water, there was everything he needed. He was like, if he was being selfish, he should have stayed in the cave. Why did he go out of the cave? He came out of the cave because he wanted to share the light that he had with other people. Because it's not about me. That was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Chevraya, they were smechem because this is the parsha that gave them the exposure. None of these people were on the darg of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. None of his Talmidim. His light was so bright. But he bent down towards them because it's not about me. Because it's not about me. And therefore, they were smechem in this parsha. Because that is the source of all of the Torah that they got from Rabbi Shimon. That bright light that Rabbi Shimon shared is because of Kedoshim. He was Parush. That's really what happened in the cave. Because I said he was taken care of, but he wasn't eating like burgers or poppers or steaks, And he just kept on filling himself with Torah to share with other people. Listen to this amazing thing. What do we sing in? We sing in the song Bar Yochai, Moshav Tov Yoshavta, Yom Nasta, Yom Masher Barachta. Here it goes. In the cave that you stood. In the cave, that's where he got all of his Torah. Eliyahu HaNavi came and he taught him everything. So that's where Shimon Bar Yochai was getting all of this, these dargas, these madregas. Sham kanisa hoidcha v'adrecha. That's where you got all of your amazing acquisitions that you got was there in the cave. Okay. However, Rabbi Shimon came out. Listen to this. Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says, "Alisa lamorim, shavisa shevi velakachta matonis badam." It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Listen to me carefully. The pasuk, "Alisa lamorim," you went up. Shavisa shevi, you captured things up there, like the shavuya. Lakachta matonis badam, you took back matonis for people. So, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. By the way, it's very similar to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai being in the cave. Moshe Rabbeinu is up there alone by himself. Didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't sleep, didn't do any of that stuff. Right? Just learning Torah. By the way, most people that go those types of places don't want to leave. Alisa Namarim Shavisa Shevi. What is Shevi? Says the Heilig Arizal. Shevi says, Shevi's Rashi Tevois, Shimon Bar Yochai. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and became Shimon Bar Yochai. He got a nitzutz of Shimon Bar Yochai in Shemayim. What's Shimon Bar Yochai? Share the wealth. Share the wealth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei alai ha-hora, come up here to the mountain to me, v'heyei sham, and be there. What does that mean? Don't stay up here with me. Alei alai, you're going to come up here, but for what purpose? So that you could bring that Torah down to everyone, to share it with everyone. And that is the nitzutz of Shimon Bar Yochai, who shared his Torah. It's the same idea. The idea of Moshe and the idea of Shimon Bar Yochai is share the wealth. What's interesting is, the Rambam says, you remember I told you the Rambam says every person can be a tzaddik? So maybe you've heard me quote it before. The Rambam says every person can be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. How does every person have inside of him to be tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Zohar, because Moshe Rabbeinu went inside of all of our neshamas. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Purush, the epitome of Purushim Tiyu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was purged from his wife. He was purged from his eating and his drinking. He pushed it left his world. Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome of connection with Klal Yisrael, that he actually fused his neshama with our neshamas. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome of Hakel, gather together the people. Moshe Rabbeinu was the manig of Klal Yisrael, and he put a spark of Moshe inside of all of us. So therefore, every single one of us can reach the darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. So this week's parasha was said to all of us, Mikotan, Vad Godol, Pshuteyam, every one of us has the koyach of becoming like Moshe Rabbeinu. All we have to do is stop being selfish. And that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Lag BaOmer is Hoyd Shebahoyd. Hoyd Shebahoyd is the epitome of Hoyd, is the epitome of Aaron. Like, Oyvis Abris Makarm Latur. Were you ever on the mountain on Lag BaOmer? It is wild how many people celebrate Lag BaOmer. It's wild. It's crazy wild. Think about it. It's not even a Yom Tov, really. And everyone is partying. There's literally hundreds of thousands of people on that mountain. Literally hundreds of thousands. I was once talking to a travel agent from Lakewood, New Jersey. She was saying to me, like, I don't know what's going on over here. There's no flights. There's no hotels. The place is jam-packed. Eretz Yisrael is for a bonfire? That's what everyone's going for? People are spending tens of thousands of dollars to get for a bonfire? It's not even a Yom Tov. I mean, you don't say Tachanun. That's it. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Rabbi Shimon's neshama connects, everyone connects with Rabbi Shimon. There's something drawing people to Lag BaOmer because Rabbi Shimon is that way. He's not about him. Rabbi Shimon is about everyone and he's connecting with everybody that way. That's Rabbi Shimon. And that's the parasha of Kedoshim. And that's why the Chevra was smechem the Kedoshim. Kedoshim is prushim. Get out of yourself. so you could connect with other people. So my friends, this is going to be a very different Lag BaOmer. Since I don't know when, there have never been so few people on Har Meron. Never been. There's going to be 20 people, 30 people, I don't know. Practically nobody. The Rebbe is going to come with a few Hasidim. That's it. We're all in a cave. Rabbi Yisai, every person has to become Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Every one of us has to become Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We have to spend this time. Sham kanisa hoit chava derecha. Work on yourself. I'm doing it now. Work on your davening. I'm trying to do it because now I'm in isolation for the first time. And I understand what you're going through. Like now for real, I'm more isolated than any of you. I'm by myself, totally alone. See no human beings all day. I mean, I see on videos, but we have to work on ourselves in our isolation. We're Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai right now. And he put it inside of us. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a nitzutz. And that nitzutz is a nitzutz of Shimon Bar Yochai because Moshe himself was connected with the neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So my friends, let's be Rabbi Shimon on this Lag BaOmer. And build it. It doesn't happen on the day. We have to build up to it. Let's work on our tefillas. Let's work on our davening. Let's work on getting out of ourselves. Let's work on Purushim to you. Not to be so absorbed in what I need and what's good for me. And Beis Hashem with Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to come out of our caves. And just like when Rabbi Shimon came out of his cave, wow, there was something absolutely amazing. There was this light that was like the entire world was filled with light. We can fill the world with light. We work on ourselves. Beis Hashem, this is going to come to an end and we're going to come out. There's going to be this great light that fills the world. And it will be Zoicha Beis Hashem. Kodesh Baruch is going to take the Shemesh and he's going to shine it so brightly. And we'll be able to see Bayomahu Yia Hashem Echad Ishmael Echad. B'Zoicha Tebesuris Toivis Yeshuas. All good things.